Today's New Testament reading is the first epistle to Timothy, the third chapter. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil. Deacons, likewise, must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. And let them also be tested first, then let them serve as deacons, if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderers, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing their children and their own households well. For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves, and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Michael Morehouse from Catalina Lutheran Church in Tucson, Arizona.
Our homily for this service of the word is taken from our inspired reading. Hear again the word of the Lord. By common confession, great remains the mystery of godliness. He who was manifested in flesh was justified in spirit, was seen by angels, was preached in nations, was believed on in the cosmos, was received up in glory. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our daily Lutheran service book lectionary has been providing 1 Timothy readings for us over the past couple of days. From them, we are being called to learn that the one true God is the God of order. Godly order is to be reflected in his church, in the assemblies of sinner saints whom he gathers to give his gifts of word and sacrament. That is helpful to reflect upon, for we live in a world devolving into chaos. It can be very encouraging to learn that the unchanging God wills to give us places of order in a disorderly world. Such sanctuaries people may discover in congregations which remain faithful to his revealed, proclaimed, and rightly administered word. Such churches are placed in societies which are becoming ever more confused about holding to the moral law. That has been written on all people's hearts. Through his word, God repeatedly reveals natural law, moral law, and the means to hold to such law. The good news, God's means of grace, is preached to hold grounded on the foundation of the faith those who are called to bear his name. This is done as they, we, you, live in his body, the church, from the regular reception of the pure proclamation of God's word and the right administration of his sacraments. God continuously encourages you to behold him as the God of order in a chaotic world. To encourage his church toward godly order, the Holy Spirit moves St. Paul to write that which you have heard this day. In other biblical writings, Paul appeals to the call of Jesus for his authority to preach and teach. The mysteries of God, revealed in the words of today's section of the letter to Timothy, are not simply Paul's personal opinions. God has not freed us, you, to think of them as mere suggestions. If you have thought the apostles' words to be so, turn from such sins. They lead to chaos in the church. With that comes the disorder that arises from individual interpretations of God's word. Believe in the word of order. Your sins are forgiven, covered over by the blood of Jesus. Receive his gift of absolution. Return to holding on to the faithful, orderly proclamation of his word. Today, that word sums up divine reasons for this section of Paul's epistle, wherein he declares, "I write that you may continue to know how it remains necessary to conduct oneself in the household of God, which indeed remains the congregation of God, the living one, a pillar and foundation of the truth." You just heard truth revealed. Through Paul, the servants of Christ are reminded that the church of God, beheld in Christian congregations faithful to his word, united with Christ Jesus, is a pillar and foundation of truth. God builds his church upon the apostolic foundation. That is the confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Congregations which are grounded upon that foundation may be viewed as pillars of Christ, as they are also supported by Christ and bear the proclamation of Christ into this chaotic world. God calls for good conduct in his congregations, in his church. In words that precede that call, the apostle calls for holding fast to the apostolic teachings. He gives God-pleasing exhortations for order in the prayers of the church and in adornment for worship. Paul instructs that godly order be found in the Lord's services, in choosing men as overseers for the congregations, and in raising up male and female servants of the congregations. St. Paul's God-breathed words are true, and they reveal the truth. The truth remains applicable to and for all the generations of the church. That is today heard in the revelation of the mystery of godliness. That our theme text for this sermonette is none other than Jesus. The churches of Christ, founded upon him, pillars of his faith, hold to a common confession. That flows from us as we live under his order in the church. It is expressed in the creeds. It is the proclamation of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of all of our sins. Jesus is the one who was manifested in the flesh, was justified in spirit, was seen by angels, was preached in nations, was believed on in the cosmos, was received up in glory. The peace which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Michael Morehouse from Catalina Lutheran Church in Tucson, Arizona, for today's meditation on God's Word.